Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Family, it's time for a true look at your world. Let's get hooked up for Pack Therapy. Here's your hosts, Tim Donnelly and Graham Hill.
Welcome into the Pack Therapy Podcast. Tim Donnelly, Graham Hill, joined today by DJ Horn, NC State senior guard, leading scorer on the Wolfpack basketball team. First of all, before we bring DJ on, start diving into the questions. Please like, subscribe, find this on every podcasting platform that you have, and tell your friends about it. Obviously, if you're listening, you found it somehow. Now it's about passing it on. So please get as many subscribers as you can. With that being said, DJ, appreciate you for taking the time. I think this is a question that kind of everybody wants to know. 31 against Wake, 26.5 per game over your last four. What the heck has gone into you as a scorer, and how do you keep this rolling coming out of the break?
Yeah, man. I just feel like as a scorer, you know, those scorers, you always find your groove. You know, you always want to be playing your best basketball at this time in the season. So for me, and knowing, you know, what it takes and, you know, how you should be playing, you know, around this time, gearing up for March, that's just really been my focus, and just trying to keep stacking good games.
DJ Horn joining us on the Pack Therapy Podcast. DJ, speaking of your scoring as of late, have Kevin Keats and yourself have a conversation about your role just as a leader on this team, both as a grad guard, but also as leading scorer in some of these past couple of games, or has that just kind of come naturally?
From day one, you know, Coach and I always talked about, you know, what he saw of me as far as my role coming in for this team. And from day one, he always, you know, wanted me to be a leader, just, you know, being an older guy, having experience and everything, being in college for 4 years, you know, he wanted me to basically, you know, try to instill that in some of the guys on this team, knowing that we were going to have some high lows throughout the season. So that's mainly what I've been trying to just focus on, and try to, you know, pour as much experience as I can into the guys who may have not, you know, had a chance to make the tournament yet. So, and as far as the scoring, you know, from day one, we also talked about, you know, Jarkel and Baby T leaving. So I knew it was going to be a wide open window as far as, you know, needing that to be replaced. So for me, it was just like I knew this was going to be the perfect situation if I was going to, you know, want to be a scorer.
You bring up roles, right? Somebody that's watched this team all year, one of the challenges that you guys have dealt with is the fluctuating of roles. Now that happens on every team in basketball, but, you know, seeing guys going from playing big minutes to small minutes to big minutes, how has that played out within your team, right? We're seeing O'Connell all of a sudden, you know, he's a 30 minute plus per game guy, and maybe Dennis Parker Jr.'s goes down. DJ Burns has gone up and down in minutes a few times. How does that play out like within your team dynamics?
Yeah, man. You know, every day when we come into practice, it's always a war. There really is no off day as far as practice. So, you know, we go in there basically trying to kill each other. And that's been like that since day one. I think, you know, Keats has done a good job of making the practices like that, because it kind of gives everybody, you know, opportunity to go out there and show, you know, what they can do for, you know, for game time. And, you know, like I said, the season has a lot of highs and lows. So just going through those, some guys, you know, put together good weeks of practice and everything and get rewarded come game day and everything like that. And for us, I just feel like being that we had so many new transfers come in again, it just kind of took us some time to really find that right rotation. And I still think, you know, it could use some work and everything. You know, I think we especially now we got to get back in the win column and everything. So. But you know, Keats is a good coach. He's always dealt with transfers and everything coming in. So I think this is just him trying to, you know, figure out what is our best lineup.
Who are your best battles in practice with?
Oh yeah, man, JT. I mean, I think they don't call fouls in practice, so I'm gonna just start off with that. So you know, a lot of it it kind of gets misconstrued between basketball and football sometimes, but you know, all the guards, we always guard each other. Me and Jaden, you know, me and Michael, me and Casey, really everybody, man. You know, the bigs always go in there and bruise every day. So the practice is always fun, you know, high spirit and competitive. And I think that, you know, helps us when it comes to game time.
They certainly call the fouls in game though, right?
Yeah, you know, it's hit or miss, you know, but I'm not really going to speak on that. I got to lay low from all the officiating.
Fair enough. I mean, no, the elephant in the room is the double birds, right? I mean, that's it captured everybody in Wolfpack Nation there for a little bit. Take us through that, right? I don't know if you've had the chance to fully explain it, but from it happening, you know, what led you to you know, I thought the facial expression was the best part of it. Just the like, come on. But then also like the day after, right? When you realized that it went viral, when I'm sure your family had to talk to you about it. Like what was the, give us the full timeline. We've got time.
Yeah, man. Those 24 hours right after, you know, that happened, that was probably some of the craziest 24 hours of my life, man. My phone was buzzing like literally every second. So, you know, probably one of the biggest things I've got as far as publicity and everything. So that was pretty cool to see. But just to know that there, you know, there's a lot of little kids and everything watching, people that, you know, look up to me as a role model and everything. That's why I wanted to go in there and clean that up, because, you know, that's not something you want to do as far as, you know, being on national television and doing that. So, but just to go back, I mean, the game was, if you were at the game, watching the game was very competitive. It got a little chippy towards the end. You know, the refs started to get into it a little bit. Our fans were getting into it. They're, you know, the players were getting into it. I think it was like some text call. You know, our coach got to get ejected and all that. So just tensions flying throughout the whole game. And toward the end, you know, once we secured the dub and everything, I kind of just let the emotion get the best of me and kind of let that out, man. But, you know, I'm going to laugh about it from here on out. I know that's not, you know, that doesn't reflect my character at all. Just kind of like a little bonehead mistake. Not that, you know, I've you know, been driving in my car and see people do that to me all the time, you know, with the NC State sticker on the back of their car. So, you know, there's no really harm in it and anything like that. So just kind of laugh it off. But, you know, that's why, you know, just been trying to, you know, shut the hell up with my game, honestly.
DJ, as someone who was at that NC State Wake Forest game at PNC Arena, for me, it seemed like the story of that game was the come from behind victory that you guys had against Wake Forest. And then this past Saturday in Winston-Salem, to me, it felt like Wake Forest flipped the script on you guys. Just what was your perspective of the two games this past year against against Wake Forest, and what could you guys have done differently down the stretch to improve the record or improve the outcome of the last matchup?
Yeah, definitely. We'll start off with the first one. You know, like I said, it was a high-spirited game, competitive game. We ended up winning, protecting the home court. So, and I think they probably led for a good amount of the game. Or at least it was close. So I knew they had a chance, or they thought they had a chance that they could come in there and get a steal and everything. So we knew coming into the second game it was going to be, you know, they're going to bring their best game. And, you know, we prepared for that and everything. We tried to prepare for any adjustments they might make. But, you know, just going in, you know, obviously, you know, I had a hot hand that game. So I was just kind of getting to my game. But I just think they probably game planned a little bit better for, like, just everything else we were going to do as far as like our plays, knowing that, you know, we'd like to feed the ball to the post to DJ. I don't think they, you know, doubled him as much as they did last time and kind of sent it at different times. So it just threw different looks at us. But even with all that said, you know, it was a close game all the way down to the end. I just felt like late we kind of just lost focus here and there and made a few mental mistakes that ended up costing us the game.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is it like getting used to playing with the, you know, the other DJ, DJ Burns? I don't know which one of you is DJ, which one of you is the other DJ. That's up for debate. But he is a unique player, right? He's kind of a throwback to like the '90s. Somebody that plays with their back to the basket, isn't trying to be a guard that's 6'9" or 6'10", whatever. You know, it seems like every big today wants to be able to handle and be on the perimeter. He's comfortable in the post. What's the I don't know, adjustment period when you're learning to play with big DJ?
Oh, yeah. You know, coming in, it was definitely an adjustment. My past couple stops, I was used to playing with, you know, some of the bigs like you were just talking about, you know, get in trouble late, get in the paint, you kind of just throw it up by the rim. They can go catch a lob, dunk it and everything. So, you know, it was definitely, you know, an adjustment for that. Just knowing that he's not really as mobile as that, you know, he likes to kind of get the ball back facing the basket, you know, back you down type beat. So just knowing how, you know, he likes to play, how he likes to get to his stuff as a point guard, you know, you want to try to simplify that for him. And just knowing that he's like one of the best passing bigs in the league, I knew that, you know, it make up for a lot of that. So, you know, whenever I'm, you know, trying to get open and everything, he's looking to find me. And I will say, like, in my previous two stops, you know, I wasn't really used to that. So, you know, it was kind of like, you know, give and go.
Is it difficult going back and forth between that and somebody like Mo Diarra or Middlebrooks, who might be a little bit more of a mobile modern big, specifically on the offensive end?
I mean, not really. I mean, at times, you know, it can just give us different looks depending on who we're playing and everything. But I mean, as far as for what he does, you know, at his size, I think he's very efficient, and, you know, very gifted, you know, to be able to do that. So but like, yeah, whenever, you know, it's either or, Ben, Mo, DJ, it's just about kind of like who we're playing, the matchups and everything, and you know, really how they're playing me and how I can kind of, you know, make their job easier.
And then you brought up that practice kind of flirts with that line between basketball and football. I mean, I played college football. DJ Burns looks like a left tackle to me. Like, at what point in time do you like, is he mixed in with everybody else when it comes to the bashing and banging of practice?
Oh yeah, yeah. Him and Ben Middlebrooks, like they go at it, man. Like, I'm just like, I don't know how, like, you guys aren't walking out of here needing ice baths, wrapped in ice and everything. You know, we do have a game tomorrow. What are you guys doing? Tight beat, rolling all over the floor, falling, everything. But it just kind of shows the grit that those guys have and everything, and that really throughout the whole team. And, you know, that's the type of stuff you're going to need if you want to win games to make that tournament.
Now, DJ, you guys haven't played since last Saturday when you guys traveled up to Winston-Salem to take on Wake Forest, and you've had the week off in preparation of Clemson this Saturday night. Does kind of this week off come at a good point in the season after the last two losses, and how do you kind of just mentally reset during this time?
Yeah, I think it definitely did us some good. It gave us time to, like, really just focus on us and give some guys, you know, some time to get in the gym, work on things that they may need to work on, get healthy, if that's the case. So especially dropping some games, I feel like it was good for us to be able to kind of reset and just really focus on us gearing up for Clemson.
I want to get your opinion on this because, I mean, you're a North Carolina kid, right? It's Fayetteville, spent some time in the Triangle. Then you, what was it, Illinois State, Arizona State, right? You're bouncing around college basketball. Now you're back in the ACC. For some reason, it feels like the national scene is disrespecting the ACC a bunch recently. Like, what is the comparison? Is ACC basketball what you thought it was when you were growing up and watching? Is it different? Is it the same as you know, banging around in the Pac-12? Give us the ACC scouting report now that you've been in it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being in the ACC, you know, I knew that just growing up, you know, looking at it from that standpoint, it was, you know, always one of the toughest leagues to play in. So now that I'm actually in it and, you know, doing what I'm doing in it, you know, it just kind of shows me how much work I put into my game. But as far like I honestly feel like, you know, we can match up any team in the ACC with any other team, you know, any given day and win a game. You know, I don't really believe in the whole like this team is better than this team, because, you know, you wouldn't see the things you see in March Madness. Like, it's really, you put your shoes on the same way the other guy puts their shoes on. You know, you put your pants on, uniform, same way they do. So, you know, whoever goes out there and has the most energy, the most locked in that day, makes the, you know, least amount of mistakes, can win a game. So as far as like the disrespect, though, I do think, you know, the ACC kind of gets disrespected as far as that goes.
I just want to know, Stanford and Cal being ACC, like that's weird, right? I mean, you're used to them playing against them in the Pac-12, and now they're going to be in the ACC next year.
Yeah, man, I'm just going to hate it for those guys that travel, man. Like those flights after the game, or, you know, they might have to actually wait till the next day, just being how crazy the flights are, unless it's just straight red eyes. But just, you know, knowing, you know, being from North Carolina and actually living out there and actually doing that travel, you know, it's not something you're going to want to do after a game. So definitely a weird dynamic. But I mean, from the outside looking in, you know, this is my last year, I won't really take part in that. I think it'll be kind of cool to see, you know, just the different landscape of, you know, college basketball and football.
DJ, after your loss, I believe it was after the Pittsburgh loss, during your postgame press conference, you said along the lines, the reason you came to NC State was to make the NCAA tournament. I just want to know for you personally, what needs to change as far as getting to the NCAA tournament and closing out this season on a strong note?
You know, we definitely just got to come together as a team and just get everybody on one accord, get everybody playing to the level that I know everybody is capable of playing of. You know, I've seen it from day one. It's been a long season, and here we are in the middle of it, and like a blink of an eye, you know, my last year is, you know, almost over. But, you know, just, you know, salvaging, you know, what we started, man. We started 5-1 in the ACC, something that NC State hasn't done in a long time. So just realizing that, like, you know, we still got the same guys on the team that did that. So, you know, the same guys that can, you know, win the rest of these games here on out on our schedule. So just knowing that, you know, every game really matters from here on out, and knowing that we do kind of got some quad one opportunities, and that, you know, if we really do want to get back to that tournament, like how we all say we do, you know, we're going to have to steal some of those.
Do y'all talk about that? Obviously, you have like 6-7 days off, whatever it is here. Is Coach Keats talking about like NCAA tournament? Do you talk about quad victories? Which team is quad what? The net rankings? Because, you know, many of the fans, that they look at NC State as a program that should be in the NCAA tournament every year, and that's so much of their talk. Is it the same within the locker room?
Yeah, man, especially around this time, if you're a coach or a basketball player, I feel like you wouldn't be doing your job if you're not paying attention to it, especially like an NC State program who should be in there. You know, and definitely that's been, you know, some of the talks around our program, just knowing that we definitely are still in the race to do it. They did it last year, so, you know, it's definitely expected of us to go back this year. And yeah, and just to give everybody, you know, that sense of urgency, that sense of motivation, man, like, you know, our season's not over. As you know, as much as we did lose, you know, drop some, you know, ones that we wish we can get back, you know, we can still make it. So I think it's good that he is doing that for the motivation piece.
DJ, we appreciate you for taking the time to jump on the pod with us. Good luck the rest of the way. As you mentioned, there's those quad victories available. So good luck chasing them down.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.